Can we live in the now? Is the now something really possible for us to experience? This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Can we live in the now? Can we really, really, really live in the now? Or are we just pretending that we can live in the now? Are we just pretending that the now is something that we are aware of, that we are capable of, that we are in tune with? Or are we really in tune with it? When I say now is the acceptable time, now I do this, I'm always thinking of then and to come. Very seldom do I think of the now as now by itself, because now, as it is now by itself, is something very precious, very unique, very special. When I giggle, I giggle now. When I hurt now. When I love now. When I sing now. When I speak now. When I eat now. Well, those are all kind of obvious things, and they certainly are done in the now. They certainly are done in the present moment. Yes, they're rather obvious. However, are they really as obvious as we think they are? While we're eating, do we talk? And do we think of ideas? While we're eating, do we listen to the radio or television? While we're eating, do we drive our car and shove a hamburger in our face? While we're eating, do we do all sorts of things? Why, we certainly do. We picnic, we swim, we go all sorts of places. We prepare for our tennis game, we prepare to climb a mountain, we sit in the living room and perhaps eat some popcorn, and so we're eating. But usually it's a multiple task. And we have very seldom, in very few areas of our life, if any, learned how to be now-oriented in such a beautiful way that nothing else impinges upon that nowness. Why is it important to be aware of now? Why is it important to be aware of living in this present moment, living in this ideal segment of time that we find ourselves in? Why is it so important? Well, it's so easy for us to let our mind be dissuaded from thinking about now, because there are so many thoughts that are flying through our head. There are so many ideas that are impinging themselves upon our consciousness, saying, listen to me, look at me, pay attention to me, I'm important, look, 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 look. And we have given them permission to do that. We have given ourselves permission to hear noises outside. We've given ourselves permission to hear noises inside. We've given ourselves permission to do all of these very distracting things that keep us from living in the now. If you savor a lovely wine, and you quaff that wine and drink that wine as a lovely experience, just a little taste at a time, you savor that, and that's the word savor. I think now and savor go together. You savor that wine and delight in it, and it gives you a nice feeling. Now, I'm not saying alcoholic, non-alcoholic. That's not the point. It's the savoring that we do. We look at a beautiful scene, and we savor that scene. We taste it, we feel it, we sense it, we know it. It is part of our total being. It's part of our total awareness. It's what we call now. Now I look at that scene, and now it gives me this tingling sensation throughout my body that says, wow, what I savor in looking at this scene is so glorious and so beautiful. And as I see the scene again later in my mind, my mind does all of the things necessary in touching my brain and in bringing that scene again to my attention. And it's as though I were seeing the scene for the first time once again. And Perhaps this is another aspect of being now, experiencing it for the first time. Now is the delight of the first time, the only time. Now is the delight of living and savoring this experience, living and savoring this life, living and savoring who I am and what I am. Oh, you may be sick in the hospital, and you may be in considerable pain, but you have the opportunity to slip away from that pain, from that hospital, and mentally put yourself in a now experience that gave you great peace, that gave you a great sense of savoring something delightful and wonderful. And the moment you do that, you're no longer in the hospital. You're no longer suffering the pain that their body is putting upon you. You're living in a now experience separate from that. Now, as we train ourselves to live in the now experience, separate from all the distractions that life throws upon us, that we allow it to throw upon us, then we live in a moment that we savor with great joy, with great abundance, great happiness. Think about these things for a moment. They're pretty wonderful. They're pretty powerful. They're pretty exciting. How do you savor life? How do I savor life? Oh, I know how I savor life. I have trained myself, and I have practiced, and I have made myself absolutely aware that I can choose any now experience that I determine I would like to have. No matter where I am, no matter what I'm doing, my mind can flash me into that now experience. And the now experience can be doing just what I'm doing, too. I can live this moment doing just what I'm doing, recording this message to you. And I just let my mind flow in the now experience and say, I know what I'm suggesting, what I'm meaning. I know how it feels to be in this now experience. And can I translate? Can I transmit? Can I give this message of living in the now so that you feel the joy, the magic, the wonder that I feel in my heart living in now? Oh, yes. Think of now and think of savoring, and you have two magic words that gather you into the wonderful experience of whatever it is you choose to be. And it doesn't matter whether it's a hospital or whether you're sitting before the TV or you're doing anything in the world. You enter into this now experience of your choice of doing what you're doing or doing a now experience. It's all our permission, our choice. Doesn't it sound wonderful? Give it a try. You'll be as delighted as I am. This I know for sure. Have a wonderful day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.